When you get there, please stand on God's word this morning. Deuteronomy 7th chapter, beginning with the 21st verse. I'm going to read about 3 verses. Thou shalt not be affrighted at them, for the Lord thy God is among you, a mighty God and terrible. I'm going to stop right here just a second. I'm not going to preach, but I want to tell you something. This is not the first I'm going to preach on, but God is mighty to us. And I want you to understand this. He's terrible to those that are against us. He is. You may not see it out there today, but He is. Let us go on. And the Lord thy God will put out those nations before thee by little and little. Thou mayest not consume them at once, lest the beast of the fields increase upon thee. But the Lord thy God shall deliver them unto thee, and shall destroy them with a mighty destruction until they be destroyed. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I come with thanksgiving again in my heart, thanking you for the opportunity to have to stand before these people this morning in these hearts, Lord. I pray that you would open them up, Lord, this morning. I pray, Father, that, Lord, that you would open up my mouth this morning. Give me the wisdom to preach what you want preached here this morning. I want to praise you for your goodness and your mercy. I want to thank you for all your kindness. I want to thank you for each and every soul that's made it out here this morning. In Jesus' holy and precious name we pray, and amen. And amen. You may be seated. Thank you. I want to read verse 22. Matter of fact, all 3 of these verses are very profound. But verse 22 I want to read again to you because I believe it speaks to us here this morning again as well. And the Lord thy God will put out those nations before thee by little and little. Thou mayest not consume them at once, lest the beast of the fields increase upon thee. What he was telling them at the time was, he said, listen, he said, I'm going to give you all these nations. He said, before you go into the promised land, I'm giving you all these nations. He said, but listen to me. You're going to take care of these nations little by little. It isn't going to happen all at once. And that's what he was trying to tell them. It ain't going to happen all in one day. It's not going to happen all in 1 week. And it's not going to happen in a year. But it's going to be little by little that I will take care of these nations. In due time, by the power of God, the children of Israel would prevail over all these nations. They would in due time. But I believe, I want to say this here this morning. I believe there are many people that need to hear that same story here this morning. This is why I say, he's saying to me and you today, listen to me about this, please, because I believe this is so important. Victory is not in debate as it comes and concerns your life this morning. I want you to understand that. What is in debate is the timing of that victory. What that victory will look like at whenever it comes to you. I want you to understand something this morning that God had showed me. Every one of you is headed towards the promised land someday. And I'm not talking about the promised land over when we get to the other side. God has got it laid out for you where you're going to end up one of these days. And I want you to understand something. You're heading there. And when the time that you get there may not be what you think, and it may not be what you think when you get to that point. But I'm here to tell you, every one of us has a promised land to get to. In Psalms 84:11, for the Lord God is the sun and the shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. Now listen to this. No good thing, do you understand that? No good thing will be withheld from them that walk uprightly. God will provide every good thing that you need. Now get that. Every good thing that you need. I want you to say that with me this morning because I believe that's important for us this morning. Listen to me. Say it with me. God will provide every good thing I need. Not everything that you want. Now do you understand that? Not everything that you think that you want, or not everything. I'm not the type of preacher to say to name it and claim it, because the Bible doesn't say that. But I'm here to tell you this morning, I believe this, that the God that we serve will give you every good thing that you need. He's done it for me. He will do it for you. He will do that. I'm not afraid to say that this morning. Why? Because God's very nature is to bless His children. Can you say amen to that? Amen. Raise your hands and say, God's very nature is to bless His children. And that's what He wants to do to you. That's what He wants. Psalms 23, 6. You know the Psalms. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Do you know how that translates out? Have you ever seen how that translates out? The little translation is this. Surely goodness and mercy shall pursue me. We serve a pursuing God. He wants to do good to His children. He wants to give you what is needed in your life. God wants to do that for each and every one of us here this morning. The claim to be Christians. I praise Him this morning for that. I praise Him. Pursues all the days of His life. He will pursue you. God wants you and I to win. I'm not afraid to say that. The trouble is that we are extremely impatient when it comes to when we want to win, are we not? I'm telling you, I am. I want things done now. I don't want it done yet a week from now or a year from now. I want it done today. But we are impatient. For you and I to get to the promised land that God has promised us, has laid out for us, may not be as fast as you want it. And it may not be just exactly what you want by the time you get there. But I promise you, listen to me, believe this morning. God wants to do you good, and if He gets you to a place in life one day, I'll tell you that's where He wants you at for a reason. Amen. And with this, whenever I say this, sometimes it gets easy to be frustrated, does it not? Whenever things aren't going as fast as we think that they should, or not being exactly the way that we want them to be. It gets doubt and confusion can set into our hearts sometimes, and frustration sets in. I know, I've been there. I'm not preaching to myself as well as to you all. I know that it happens that way. And when it's happened, it's easy for us to doubt. It's easy for us to, the Bible doesn't say the moment that you are saved that everyone's going to be rich, fat, and happy. It never says that in there. If you see that in there, show me where it says that. It does not say that. I want to blow the facade off of it right now. I want you to understand that the Bible doesn't say that. It doesn't say that all of our troubles will be gone. I've said this scripture before. You know, and all of our troubles are gone. But you know what? Because we live in a microwave society, we feel that the mindset is everything we want, and we want it right now, and it's easy for us to lose focus. It's easy for us to lose patience sometimes. What the final goal is for our life and what patience we should have. Colossians 3:12, remember this and write this down in your Bibles if you do this. Therefore has God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. You see that? Those are the things we need to clothe ourselves with. And the last one was patience, which is very, very hard for a lot of people. It's very hard for me sometimes, as I've said. Luke 21:19 tells us this. In your patience, what? Possess ye your soul. You're getting to the promised land one day, folks. You really are. Listen to me, you're going to win one day. You really are. I don't know what that win's going to look like, Nancy. I don't know what it's going to be like. But I can tell you we're heading there one day. And praise be to God. He knows what's best for every one of us. And praise be to God. We hang in there and we do what He wants us to do. Little by little, He will increase our faith. He will show us what's needed. What is right. In thy patience belieth thy soul this morning. Unfortunately, the microwave way of thinking has made its way to the pulpits of America today as well. You know what? They say that if you want health and you want happiness, but you know what? It's yours for the taking is what they say. That's all you got to do. When a lot of it's being preached on television like that, you can understand why people get frustrated. They get downhearted with church. They get to the point to where they don't even want to go. You can understand that when they're being preached this stuff, this nonsense, and nothing like that is happening in their lives. John 16:33, these letters are in red and tells us this. These things have I spoken unto you, that ye might have peace. Listen, in the world ye shall have tribulations. Mark it down. He's given us a peace that's beyond all understanding. But in this world we live in, we are going to have tribulations. We're going to have trials. We're going to have sicknesses. We're going to have stuff that's going to come against us. We're going to have those things. But he ends that verse of scripture like this. He says, "But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." We are overcomers because he was an overcomer. Amen? Remember, God will get you to the promised land in his time, not yours. He'll get you there. 1 Peter 5, 6 and 7, it tells us this. "Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you," when? In due time. In due time. In his time. Not ours. That he may get you there in due time. Too many of us want it right now. I remember as a kid, and I look and see what my mom and my stepfather had. And after I got married, I thought, you know what? I thought, man, I should have that stuff right now also. It doesn't work that way in the world, and it doesn't work that way in the spiritual sense either. God tries to, he tries to work through us as Christians. He tries to work in our Christian life, and he tries to help us little by little. He tries to get us to the point to where we can grow more and more so we won't be overwhelmed. God knows that the higher that we get, listen to me. You know what? Whenever you're down here in the crowd, whenever you're down here like this, you know what? You're fitting right in. But the moment that God calls you out and you start to get on fire for God, you start standing up a little bit, and you know what it said? And the beasts of the field see it. And the beasts of the field don't like it. And the beast of the field will come after you. And in the second part of verse 22 is when he says this, "Lest the beast of the fields increase upon ye." The devil and his minions don't care if you grow in your faith. They do not care if you grow one little bit in your faith. They don't care. You know what? They don't care whatsoever, whatever you're doing. They just love it whenever you're sitting there like that. You know, they don't care if you're a lukewarm Christian. They don't care if you pretend to be a Christian. They don't care if you stay on the milk of the word. They don't care about any of that stuff, because when you're there, you're down here in the crowd, and you know what? You're not making no waves for nobody. But I'm here this morning to tell you, when you start growing and you start doing more for the Lord, I want you to understand something, reading and growing in the Word of God, letting the Spirit guide you, witnessing to others. I'm here to tell you, listen to me, when you're standing above the crowd, the beast of the field will come after you. God knows what he's doing this morning. It's the point of this. You may think that you need to be someplace else and that you need to be more in your spiritual growth than what you are right now. I'm telling you, God knows what you can handle and what you can't handle here this morning. He knows it. You'll get the attention of the beast. They'll come after you. They'll come after your family. When you're just one of the crowd and you hide down, they could care less. But I'm here to tell you, when you start standing up for God and doing what God wants you to do, they will come after you. But God starts lifting up your gifts. So you know what? And you can't hide it no more. And you're not ready. And you're not ready for the attack sometimes when you're asking for more than what God's ready to give lay upon you. I thought about that sometimes. The beast will attack and try to consume everything God has given you. How many folks have you seen in Hollywood, in the music industry, and in athletes? We're talking about a worldly sense. Maybe a friend, a family, or an acquaintance. And you know what? They have instantaneous success. They have everything laid right at their feet. Everything's going on. And you know what happens? They can't handle it. They can't handle it. And it seems like it. Why? Because that's the spirit of the world. They want it. They want it laid upon them. They want everything that the world has to offer. And when they get it, how many of them have you seen fall? How many of them have you seen that have been destroyed, their lives been destroyed, their families destroyed, because they couldn't handle the fame that they were given? And in a spiritual sense, this is what God's trying to tell me and you here this morning. I don't know where you're at spiritually. I tell you this all the time. I believe you need to grow from one year to the next. And if you're not growing, you're standing still. That's just as plain and simple as I can put it. But I'm here to tell you, I believe that, and I believe the Bible shows that out. We need to grow. And if we are not growing, we are standing still. And I'm here to tell you, when you are growing, believe you me, the beast of the field will try to come after you. We can't fight these things with natural inclinations. There's no way we fight these things. We have to fight these things with the Spirit. We have to put on the whole armor of God. And we have to be willing to stand up and to fight. But I'm here to tell you, if you try to fight on your own, if you try to take on this stuff by yourself, it is going to fail. You will fail. I'm here to tell you this morning that you will do that. Galatians 5:17 says this: "For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. These are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would." Folks, God's saying that thing to us this morning. Listen, God's wanting us to grow. He's wanting us to be blessed, but He knows what you can handle this morning and what you can't. Little by little, inch by inch, step by step is how we grow in grace and knowledge and understanding. Amen. Oh yeah, there's been times, you've heard it said here, and I've heard people say it here, and I believe in their testimonies, I've listened to it. They've said this, they've read the same scripture year after year after year, and never got anything out of it until one time. That's when God was ready to reveal to you what He needed to reveal to you. That's when you needed it. That's whenever that little by little, that faith grows little by little, and you get to the point to praise God to where, you know what? He knows He can trust you with it. You're able to handle it. You'll say, where am I at? By the grace of God. And I'm not doing this on my own. It's by the grace of God is where I'm at. Little by little, step by step. Brothers and sisters, you want to know if you're a success? Can I tell you when you'll know that you're a success in this life? Is whenever either you pass away and you stand before a just God one day and He says, "Welcome home, thou good and faithful servant." Amen. Or the trump of God sounds and you go out of this world. Amen. You'll know that you're a success. Amen? Amen? You'll know that you're a success right then and there. You'll know it whenever that trump sounds and brothers say, "You're called out of here." You'll know that you're a success. And praise God, are you going up or are you staying down here with your things? You can have all the toys you want. Have them all. If a trump of God would sound today and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, then what are those things going to do for you then? Not a thing, little by little, in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised, incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. That's success. Amen? That is success. Take all, you know what? I'll take all that little by little that God will give me when it comes to that right there. I'll take it all. He can give me all that He wants to. Praise God. Give me Jesus. You can have the world. Amen? Amen. I've seen too many people get blessed right out of the church. You're saying, "What are you saying, Dave? What are you saying, Dave?" They couldn't handle the beast, is what I'm telling you. They couldn't handle it. They started out with nothing. God started blessing them. God started blessing them beyond measure. And you know what? What happened? They started to miss church. They started not to read their Bibles. They started not to pray. And you said, and I said, yeah, I said they blessed them right out of the church because they don't hardly ever come anymore. God knows what you can handle. Sometimes, you know what? You get what you wanted. You get what you wanted in this life. Sometimes it's not what you wanted. Amen? Their Bible has become a dust collector for them. Then other things happened. The beast took notice. They were getting blessed. And the beast took notice and started going after them. And you know what? They couldn't handle it. They couldn't handle it. You're sitting back here and asking, "Why don't I have this or that?" I don't know. You're sitting back here, you're asking yourself, why am I feeling the way I do? Why am I this? Why am I that? God in His infinite wisdom is saying you don't need it all, or there's something that you don't need right now. But I'm telling you right now, God knows what's going on in your life. He knows where you're at. And I'll tell you, He will do it little by little if you will let Him do it in your life to get you to the point. Because the beast of doubts and lust and pride and ego are out there. And they are willing to grab you. They are willing to tear you apart. They were willing to do that little by little. That's why God didn't let the children of Israel conquer all those lands all at once, because he knew that their ego and their pride, they had trouble even if he let them do it little by little. There'll be a time when you walk through the valleys. There will be. There'll be some times when there'll be sickness in your life. There'll be some times there'll be tragedy will come your way. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. What a psalm. I know we use it a lot of times for funerals, but I'm here to tell you it's for us this morning as well. James 1:12, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. Brothers and sisters, the journey through your promised land may have all kind of potholes in it. It may. I've had to let God change tires a few times.
Amen.
How about you this morning? I've had to let God change the tires on my journey many a times, Nancy. I had to let him do it. Because there's no way I could have done it myself. No way that I could have done it. I'm just here to tell you, listen to me. Blessed is a man that endureth temptation. Blessed. God may have changed a few tires for some of you here this morning. God knows what he's doing. He's getting you there. I don't know how far you are in your journey. I don't know where you're at this morning. But I'm telling you, wherever you're at, if you let God guide and take you, he's getting you there. He will get you there. Listen to him. Read his word. In the bad, we know what sometimes we need to do. We need to pray in the good and the bad times. We're good about praying in the bad times, are we not? We're good about doing that. We're good about praying whenever things are bad. We need to pray in the good times. We need to go to church in the good and the bad times. We're good about going to church in the bad times. We need to go in the good times. We need to read his word in the good and the bad times. Then when the beasts come at you, you know what you can tell them? I'm a child of the living God. And have overcome. Because why? Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. That's what we can do. That's why we have the confidence to do it. That's why, little by little, we can get there and be like the apostles in Luke 17. Listen to me, I have to do this all the time. And the apostles said unto the Lord, increase our faith. How many of you in here need your faith increased this morning? I do. Praise God, I do. I need it increased all the time. And the apostles asked the Lord, he said, increase my faith. I need it increased. I have to ask him that all the time, Lord. Over in the book of 2 Chronicles, if you want to turn there, I'm going to go to the 22nd chapter. In the first, 22nd chapter, I'm going to read the first little bit of the first verse there. This is talking about Uzziah the king. 2 Chronicles 26. And it says, Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king. That's just a little bit of the first verse. Now, if you skip on down to about the 15th verse, it said this, and he made in Jerusalem engines and invented cunning men to be on the towers and upon the bulwarks, to shoot arrows and great stones withal. And his name spread far and abroad, for he was marvelously helped. Do you see that? Till he was strong. God knows what he's doing with you. You may be weak here this morning. Your faith may be, you may feel that you're spiritually weak here this morning. You feel that you're not where you should be with God and with the Lord. But I'm here to tell you, little by little, if you let God work, he will get you there. I promise you, he will get you there. If you let him work in your life, if you immerse yourself in God's word, if you start attending church services, start taking notes whenever they're teaching and preaching, if you do these things, getting involved in the ministries of the church, I'm here to tell you, little by little, your faith can increase and you can grow. You're not going to grow up spiritually all in one day. Can I have an amen to that? You're not going to do it. It takes time. It takes us living in God's word and doing what God wants us to do. And God will help you. But be warned. Look at 2 Chronicles 26:16. But when he was strong, his heart lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord his God and went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. The beasts were after him. He lifted up himself in pride, and the beast got him. God had helped him get to that point. God had helped him to get stronger, little by little. But when he got to that point, you see what happened. If God has you in a slower pace to get where you need to be, there's a reason for it. He knows what you can handle right now. It will be about him and not the success that you have. It'll be about him. That's what he's wanting. It's about. It's about the cross. It's about getting behind the cross. Colossians 1:17, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Remember that. He should be everything, or all in all. That's right there. He should be everything, all in all. The king, not the dream. It's about the king, not the dream. Amen? The Song of Solomon says this in Solomon 8:5. Who is this that cometh up from the wilderness, leaning upon her beloved? It says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. You get it? You can't do it on your own. You can't. We can't. I can't do it on my own. But little by little, step by step, if we put our trust in him, get into his word, I believe and I know that we will get there. We can do that. Amen. Praise God. Little by little. Don't think it has to happen overnight to you. Don't think that everything has to be right there, right now for you. There's too much of that in the world today. Thanks be unto God, which giveth us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We can have the victory little by little. Let me finish by saying this morning. Say, come get a song, please. If you're going to be successful, if you're going to be productive for the glory of God, you have to have a servant spirit about you. Did you know that? Matthew 20:26 tells us this. But it shall not be so among you, but whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. You have to have a servant spirit about you. You want to grow? That's how to do it. Put others above yourself. That's not human. That's not the way humans work, is it? It's all about us. It's all about me. It's all about I. You have to have a servant spirit about you. It's not easy, not at all. But through God's grace and little by little, I believe we can get there. Church, we're not no ways near where we need to be. Amen? I'm not putting you down. That's me as well. We're not no ways near where we need to be. I'm talking about individuals in this church. Me, you. All of us. We could all raise our hands and say we're not where we need to be. I'm not talking about you being lost. I'm not saying that. But you know what? We could be growing more. We could be doing what God wants us to do more. We could have that servant spirit about us more and more and more. That's what God wants out of each and every one of us. God will not give you anything, everything at once. He knows that if he does, there's a possibility the beast will devour you. I don't want to see you have everything at once either if that's the case. There's too much of it out there. Remember the story of the prodigal son? We all know the story of the prodigal son. I'm not concentrating so much on the prodigal. We all know what he did. He went to his dad. He didn't want things little by little. He wanted it all at once. He took it all. Dad let him have it. He took it out. The beasts were there. And you know what happened to him. We all know that story. I want to concentrate on the son, the other son, the elder son. He was looking at all was going on. Here this youngest son comes back and they go kill the fatted calf. Let's have a party. So he gets jealous. He says, you know what? All these years I've served you. All these years I've done this for you. All these years I've done that. And you didn't throw me no party. There's people sitting in churches today mad at God because they've sat in church all their lives and stuff's starting to happen to them in their lives and stuff's going on and they're just as bad as that elder son. because they're saying, God, why did you let this? God, why is this going on? God, why is that happening? Folks, little by little by little, our faith will increase. The father knew he wasn't going to give it to the elder son because he couldn't handle it then. The youngest one didn't. I'm here to tell you, God knows where he wants you at this morning. If you have a need here this morning, as they sing this song, you know what? Maybe you're feeling like that you're not where you need to be spiritually. If you come to this altar, I'm not going to put you down. That's not saying, I'm not telling you you're lost. It's telling God, listen, God, I want to grow. Come up here this morning and let's pray together. Let's do that this morning, little by little.